Joining me this morning is Judith, the founder of Esme's Umbrella, a campaign that supports people with Charles-Bonnet syndrome, and Nina, who has CBS and who also runs the Manchester Esme's Friend Group, which is what we're here to talk about. Thank you both for joining me. So, Judith, first of all, just in case anybody hasn't heard of Esme's Umbrella, can you just tell us a little bit about what you do in general?
Yes, Esme's Umbrella, it's a campaign to raise awareness of the Charles-Bonnet syndrome. This is a condition which can develop when someone of any age, children too, have lost over 60% of sight. And the sight loss can be from one of the many eye diseases, from stroke, cancer, accident to the eye, diabetes, MS, or some other condition which damages the optic nerve. It causes vivid, silent visual hallucinations, which can range from disturbing to terrifying. So Esme's Umbrella, I launched 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, with three aims. First of all, to raise awareness. And secondly, to find ways to support people who do develop it and their families. And of course, Esme's Friends is exactly that. And also to source funding for research.
So like you say, Esme's Friends is there to support people who have Charles-Bonnet syndrome. Nina, you run one of these Esme's Friendship groups based in Manchester. So what happens in these groups? What are they about?
So what it is we meet online at the moment, and it's a peer support group. So the group is made up of people who have the condition. Again, like Judith says, it can be any age. And it's someone who's developed Charles-Bonnet syndrome after losing their sight. What it is, but we just come together and have a chat and talk about how we experience our hallucinations, what kind of hallucinations we get, how we cope with them. We share tips on managing our hallucinations. It just gives everybody an opportunity, really, to just open up and share what they're going through, because it can be such a lonely experience.
And how important is it for you to not only attend these groups, but to be a leader of one of them?
Yeah, so when I developed the condition 3 years ago, I kept it all to myself, really. I found it difficult to share with my family and the people closest to me what I was experiencing, because I was worried that they would have thought I was going through a nervous breakdown, or, you know, with depression and things like that because of my sight loss. So I kept it to myself for a good 3 to 4 weeks until it got to the point where it was just too hard to bear. And I eventually told them, and we went into full research mode trying to find out what it was, because we didn't get any support or told anything from the ophthalmologist at the eye hospital. And then that's when I came across Esme's Umbrella and Judith. And from then I went to one of her patient support days where there was Dominic Fitch was there, and he told us all about the science behind it and what it was and how it worked. And once I heard that and knew that it wasn't my mental health and knew it was to do with my eyesight not working and the optical nerve being damaged, and it was my brain and it wasn't me going mad. Mm-hmm. And I got to speak to other people who had the condition. And for me, just that alone was the most powerful thing, hearing other people tell their story. And it made me feel less alone.
It's so important, isn't it, like you've just said, for people to be able to speak to other people who understand exactly what they're going through and have been through similar experiences with their sight loss and with Charles-Bonnet syndrome specifically. I'm just wondering, Judith, was that something that you set out to do when you started Esme's Umbrella, to make sure that people weren't alone and did have the support that they needed that they might not be getting elsewhere?
Yes, absolutely. It was essential to me that people should not be living in frightened silence, thinking that they developed some kind of mental health issue, because actually we now know specifically that isolation and stress cause an exacerbation in episodes of CBS and also make what is seen much more frightening. So that was the sort of vicious circle that was happening to people if they were living, keeping all this information inside them, but experiencing visual hallucinations sometimes 24 hours a day. So I was determined that one of the things I would do would be to find some way of supporting people. Now, there will be other ways, I hope, once we are back out of, as it were, house arrest. if we get back to some form of normality, there, I hope, will be other ways. Although I have to say, I think that the telephone and online Esme's friends might very well stay in place, because it does mean that people don't have to travel. And traveling when you have Charles-Bonnet syndrome is also very hard, because it does tend to happen, for instance, if you are sitting fairly relaxed in a car or on a train, you see a great number of hallucinations. And I think also it means that the Esme's Friends groups can cover a much wider geographical area than if people had to travel into one place at one time.
So it's so important, isn't it? And so how can we get involved in Esme's Friends, and who can get involved?
Well, actually, the RNIB has just started its third Esme's Friends group. What they decided to do very kindly was, I think, to cover areas where there are no low vision charities, or the low vision charities are not able, for whatever reason, to host one of these groups. We have, I think it's 28 around the country at the moment, possibly 29 with the new one that the RNIB has started. Nina is, I think we call her facilitator of all of them. So she has got lots of ideas about going forward and joining the groups together and making it a proper network. So I think basically what can be done is that we should all try and inform people who live with Charles-Bonnet syndrome that there are these groups and they are very welcoming. And to join them does give you that reassurance, A, that you're not alone, and B, that some of your coping strategies might be very useful to other people.
And where can we find out more?
On my website. My website has been redesigned and totally refreshed. And is now VI friendly, and it is www.charlesbonnetsyndrome.uk.
And I can just say, as a blind user and a user of screen reading technology, since the redesign of the website, it is so much more accessible, and all of that information is on there of the group and how to join.
Brilliant. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to talk to me, and best of luck with Esme's Umbrella for the future.